This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. American catfish farmers are trying to get a little more of their product onto your dinner plate, and they're a little peeved with the U.S. Department of Agriculture about their lack of success. 5 years ago, the USDA got $15 million to set up a new catfish inspection office and come up with standards that would put American catfish at the top of the catfish food chain, if you will. So far, nada on that, leaving catfish farmers like Townsend Kaiser scratching their heads. He runs a catfish farm down in Greensboro, Alabama. We talked to him a couple of times, I think. Mr. Kaiser, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk to you, Mr. Kai. How are you today?
I'm well, thanks. So listen, I have to tell you, it usually when you talk to small business people, they're all about too much regulation and too much government intrusion. But if I read it right, you want more of the government keeping an eye on the catfish industry.
Yes, sir, we do. We want to make sure we're putting out a safe product, and we want to make sure all other products tagging along with us are as safe as we are.
And you want then this inspection office to, in essence, do its job?
Yes, sir. The USDA has a wonderful track record, and I don't know any consumer that is concerned with the USDA. They do a great job with beef, pork, and poultry, and we would love for them to do the same thing with catfish.
You put yourself up there with the other proteins, huh?
Yes, sir. We want to be up with the big boys.
Fair enough. I get that. It's been, what, 5 years since this catfish inspection office was supposed to have opened. They have, I understand, not inspected a single catfish. What gives?
I'm not sure. But it has been a 2008 Farm Bill. It was passed into law, and we have, this is, what, 2014, and it still hasn't happened yet. But we're taking big steps now.
You were out last week at the Catfish Farmers of America conference down in New Orleans. What's the buzz on the street about anything getting done in terms of you guys being able to get inspected?
We're quietly optimistic.
You sound like a politician, quietly optimistic.
Well, we haven't had much luck for the last 5 years, but we are hoping we can all move forward from here.
Who do you sell to? Do you sell restaurants, wholesalers? What do you do?
No, so we sell to a processing plant who then sells them to who fillet them and then sell them to restaurants and wholesalers and retailers.
Can I get catfish on the menu out here in Los Angeles?
Matter of fact, I believe there are some out there. I'm not sure where, but I know Wolfgang Puck has a restaurant in California with catfish on it.
All right, well, I'll have to check that one out. In the meanwhile, Mr. Kaiser, how's business? Are you guys selling stuff?
It's getting better. Lent's right around the corner, 2 weeks away, and that's always a big time in the fish business, and we're looking forward to hopefully some increased sales due to Lent.
What's your favorite recipe? How do you like your catfish?
Fried. I mean, I like it blackened, but it's hard to beat good, fresh, fried catfish.
Fair enough. Townsend Kaiser. He's a catfish farmer out in Greensboro, Alabama. Mr. Kaiser, thanks very much for your time, sir.
I enjoyed it. You have a nice day.
You too.